It's time for part two of Norm Fight Hurdle.
Oh, yeah? It's you boys just surprising me.
So it's the, we were doing it yesterday, Ticket Hurdle. Of course, it all started with Ham, who used to, do you still do that, Ham? The Hurdle?
No, I stopped.
I think they might have shut it down.
They shut down Hurdle? So it's like Wordle, if you play Wordle, which is the once a day word puzzle, which, yeah, I'm involved in. You do it?
No.
You don't do Wordle?
Never have.
Today was a tough one.
I don't. That's really good. Even know what it is.
Want me to spoil it?
No.
Yes.
No.
You do it, Ty?
Yes.
All right, Ty, see if you can do it by the end of the segment.
Okay.
It's a tough one.
All right. I'm doing it now.
Took me a while.
All right.
Anyway.
Did you get all the gold coins?
No gold coins. Got it. I was working on it already. I got it in four.
Four.
Oh. Tweet it.
Oh, man, it took me five.
Uh-huh.
Checkmate.
It already won.
Want to spoil it? Fools.
I mean, I don't care now.
Right. Anyway, so it's Jake has claimed he could.
He's always claiming things.
I know.
He is.
I'm always claiming things.
Oh,
I'm always,
I can do this.
I'm always traveling to see Young Gravy.
But has claimed he could listen to any Norm fight for just 1 second and tell you what it's about. Now, Blake tried to make it a little harder by adding in, you got to say, you know, what's the name of the guy he's fighting with? Anyway, you did very well yesterday, I think.
I did okay. I did okay.
So you're a little beating yourself up?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel better, surprisingly, about my Kemp Spin recall.
Okay, well, let's see if we can go into your weekend, because you're gone tomorrow.
Yes.
On a high. Let's
fly out today.
See what we got.
So, Donovan, if you missed it yesterday, basically you're going to hear a second of a Norm fight.
Oh, like, I did miss it.
Okay.
I loved
it. So, for those that missed it, you'll hear...
Careful.
Okay, and if you need a little extra hint, here's...
Careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Is that Daryl?
Yes.
Of course.
That's Daryl in Plano fighting
like the... That's the top. That's one of the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Tashard Choice in his fumble
Tommy
right
Castillo.
Before halftime. Yeah, which delves into something completely random. Anyway... that's one of the more popular ones, but I pulled 8 for Jake. We did 4 yesterday.
And 4.
Yeah, it already won. So we have 4 more.
Okay.
So let's start, let's do this one.
Let's lock
here
in.
Here we go. Here
box
is
breathing, 4-4-4-4.
Norm fighting hurdle.
Will you let me complete 1 point?
Man.
Well, I don't recall ever hearing that one.
Second clue?
Shut up for a minute!
Shut up for a minute!
So do you have to redo the whole thing in your mind, and you're hearing the whole thing, and then it gets to a name? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
It is. Do you know it?
You know it?
No, no, I don't.
All right, let's do it again.
Shut Will you let me complete 1 point? Shut up for a minute.
Okay. Ooh. Here's the one thing I have. This is I'm sorry, that's it. Is it not? Does this call not end with Norm slamming the phone?
With his big meaty hands?
Yeah. Is it not?
I think so. These are all running together now.
I'm sorry.
I love I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Shut up for a minute. I know because I remember. I'm just trying to think back to looking at the file manager and seeing the actual name of it.
You got this.
So this caller does have a name and the context. So a possible 2 points here.
You know what? To move us along, I'm sorry I failed you, and I will leave you alone.
You can't get cute and say, listen, just because we got one-on-one coverage, we're going to throw the ball. And you sure as hell can't do it when you're
Mike, shut up for a minute. Good. Thank you. Mike, at the end of the first half, we had to throw the ball. Time dictated throwing the ball. At the end of the second half, time dictated throwing the ball. You couldn't be running there. You were up against the clock. You had to throw the ball to move it. The
no,
last
first
seven,
quarter,
Mike, Mike.
First quarter, second, and
Mike.
He curses.
Mike,
what are you doing? Run the ball.
A really long layout that I had to shorten here.
Okay.
And we're back into it.
Have you finished, Mike? Will you let me complete 1 point?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Last 7 plays of the first half were passes. In a situation, you had to be throwing the ball to try to get in field goal position.
So Mike and Duncanville wanted to run the ball.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. Yeah, that's on me, you know. But there are three or four famous Mike and Duncanville calls, and that one escaped me. I'm sorry.
All right, here's another
one. Sorry.
Did he hang up at the end of that one?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
Now that I've heard the rest of that, no.
Who would you suggest he throws it to, sir?
And your second clue?
You don't have any concept of what was supposed to happen at all, sir.
Oh, okay, well, clearly in the post-game show.
Right. Oh, yeah, almost all these are post-game. Who's he supposed to throw it to, sir? I don't know that I've heard that before. Have you?
Well, obviously Donovan has.
I was
has.
There. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Play him
I'm
again.
Back. Let's go back to clue one.
Who would you suggest he throws it to, sir?
Now, Blake yesterday did say he was playing you the easy ones yesterday and
yeah.
not the harder
yeah,
ones today.
Harder ones.
So is this going to be a good bit if he doesn't get any right, Blake?
Yeah, because we get to listen to Norm fights.
Oh, that's true.
My you guess. Don't have any, go ahead.
Any concept of what was supposed to happen at all, sir.
I like how he uses sir.
A lot, yeah.
Is that,
the veneer of
is
respect.
Is that kind of demeaning?
Yeah.
Very.
I imagine this is about Dez, but maybe T.O.?
Well, the call starts with Jason Witten dropping the ball.
Okay.
And the guy's like, they're just fighting about, well, who should Romo throw it to then? This is Norm versus Lyle.
Who would you suggest he throws it to, sir?
Jason Witten.
The guy who dropped 5 passes in the last 2 weeks? And he threw it to Dez
right,
today.
Then.
And Dez dropped 3 balls today.
And every time he didn't throw it to Jason Witten, the Chicago Bear had it running it for 6 points.
Do you understand what happened on the first interception?
Yes, he threw it directly to Charles Stillman.
Do you understand what was supposed to happen?
Not throwing it to Charles Stillman.
I don't have any concept of what was supposed to happen at all, sir.
Oh, no, you got it. It's X's and O's,
okay.
Norm.
I can see why. I was tickled on that one.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever heard that, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So I can't help you there.
This, it drives me crazy to hear some of this dumb stuff.
Oh, man.
It could be anything.
Doesn't sound like you're taking that seriously, Donovan.
Well, how could I?
Here's the second clue.
You're getting dumber and dumber. That's it. He's finished, Jer.
Again, you're going real deep, man. I got
yeah,
about the top,
B-sides.
The top
right.
7, 8 of
Jer.
Them for you, but I don't
I guess
have
we just play
any
the
clue.
Here we go. Here's the full context.
That's amazing. That is just
I
amazing.
Understand that. But what I'm saying is it appears to me while looking at Brandon on the sidelines and then that one.
Oh, here's the look in the eyes again. You're getting dumber and dumber. That's it. He's finished, Jer. My God, he's looking at the sideline. What? Remember this used to be the thing about Romo? Oh, jeez. He's sitting over there and he doesn't look involved. Donovan, I'm sorry. I dominated the mic.
No.
This is crazy to hear some of this dumb stuff.
Got news for you. That was by design.
Hold on. This is funny.
Donovan, I'm sorry. I dominated the mic.
No,
it drives me crazy to hear some of this dumb stuff. It just drives me crazy.
Is this
I ask this to all of you out there. What the hell did you expect out of Brandon Weeden?
I was going to say, is this about Brandon Weeden?
Yes. Okay, so I'll just play you the final
so
call.
Brandon Weeden wasn't into it on the sideline? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, him, Brooks Bollinger. Who do you got?
But it must have been the year that he played. And
yeah,
that was a
Castle,
tough year.
That was the worst. It was 2015?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, because that got a Zeke in 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got us Zeke.
Well, yeah. All right, here's the final call. Norm versus Brad. This is about Texas Rangers attendance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would have got this one?
They don't know it.
Well, okay. All right, here are the clues.
Oh, for God's sakes, that's it.
here's the second clue.
Stop!
I vaguely remember this one, and... Yeah, I think he might bring up the White Sox or something.
The Twins.
Yeah.
Here at the beginning.
Another. I was close. I was in the division.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Here we go.
They don't know if. Okay, Brad, I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Brad, I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Brad! Stop!
Okay.
I'm going to put you
in charge. Okay. So subservient.
Here we go.
I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Brad!
Jesus Christ.
Stop! I'm going to put you in charge of Minnesota. Be creative. Generate another $50 million for me. Go ahead.
How many empty seats do I have there every night?
Go ahead, Brad. Generate another $50
million. Norm, I'm not in Minnesota. I'm in a metroplex with 6 million people. This is the winner's path.
The Rangers, when they battled all the way to the wire, drew 3 million.
No, Norm, because people had turned their attention to other options.
Brad, name the other options they turned to in June, July, and August.
The swimming pool!
God's sake.
Man, there's a lot there. I really love that's the most parent-child interaction he had. And like you can kind of tell your kid, like, stop, all right? Just stop, and they're just continuing to do it. And then and then you just stop. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Charge a minute. Brad!
Jesus.
Stop!
All right.
Just think about what's actually happening. The content of that fight is how did the Rangers generate more revenue?
Yeah, where did that start? Did you hear the whole call?
Yeah,
is he upset that the Twins, they were talking about contraction back in the day? Remember that? That, I think, has to be it.
Yeah, that or just that, you know, in Dallas-Fort Worth with the population we had, that the Rangers were not drawing more fans.
I can kind of see that passion in a Cowboys postgame show. You just watched it. Everybody cares a lot about football.
Right.
But yeah, Twins attendance was
well,
not
just
one
to compare.
Not one I thought that would have got Norm screaming.